No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Today's show is brought to you by friends at FanDuel. Remember, you can get $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win in the NFL. Remember, FanDuel.com, America's number one sports book. New customers get $300 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. You can join today at FanDuel.com. Join America's number one sports book. You want to lock that in? Go to FanDuel.com today and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now, back to the show.
Hello, friends. Ben Garrett here. I'm doing it right here and now. Ben Garrett here of the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and a field of 1-3 standing in the Manning Center with one Brad Logan, who actually hosts whatever this is, but it will go up on the Ole Miss Spirit. And look at what's behind us. If you've never seen it before, not only are they the conference champion trophies, like that one, but the Wall of Honor, which who's the latest addition? Caden Davis is on the Wall of Honor.
Very well deserved.
Well deserved. Chris Poupall, Walter Nolan. The Wall of Honor is for what? First team All-American selections.
Yeah.
Dang, we just take advantage. I mean, we just take for granted now that Ole Miss last year had two first team All-Americans. That used to really matter. Sorry, I've totally hijacked your show.
No,
hey, Brad.
The National Champion Trophy is out here in the Manning Center, if you don't know, is right behind those two.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. We just finished up with the press conference. What's up, Jim?
We did.
We just finished up with the press conference, and what is your overall thoughts?
I think Brad Sheffield does not get enough credit for how good of a football, not just football, an all-around sports information director that he is. Honestly, there are a few wonderful, wonderful, kind. Your Zoom was pathetic because people on Zoom, they just want to aggregate. But Brad Sheffield is a freaking rock star. Yeah. Pay him more, Ole Miss. That's my first takeaway. That's Brad Sheffield. He really is delightful and great at his job.
We heard from Brian Brown, defensive coordinator today.
Love that dude.
A number of defensive players. A lot of the questions.
He dunked on my friend Philip Nanny in high school, one of the New Albany people that you're now tight with. Because your adopted home is New Albany. Yeah. And he still has the video on his phone, and he sent it to me. And I sent it on to Philip, and he didn't really dunk on Philip, but dunking on New Albany. That dude, he talked about basketball in there.
Yeah.
He brought up, because he wanted to talk about LeBron. This dude's a hooper, and I'm telling you, I'm not convinced that dude couldn't go dunk right now.
Yeah,
My gosh, man.
But you know,
some of us ate too much for Christmas, you know, B. Brown's in there. I'm thinking, he could probably still do a windmill, and he would for Corinth. And this moment for him as a Mississippi dude, it's not just about being a Mississippi guy, but he's an Ole Miss guy through and through. He played here. It means something to him, the college football playoff. For William Eccles, man, from Houston, who has emerged in his second year as an absolute animal. He'll be up there, too, on that Wall of Honor.
Yeah.
He'll be right there next year. That kid is a stud. Ole Miss is now 3 wins away from its first national championship since the 60s. And after a lot of everything but normal, that was normal. This is about ball. And these guys are ready to play, man. Now, it's going to be hard because Georgia's a good football team.
And a lot of the questions today, Ben, were centered around that first Georgia game. And I like what William Eccles said. So when Michael asked him, what's the one thing you remember? He says, they didn't punt.
And I laughed immediately because I'm a stupid idiot. But it was funny because, that's what we all thought.
But he didn't laugh.
He didn't laugh. He's pissed about it. No, they're legitimately, because it's embarrassing. This is what they work for. This is what they put in the hours for every day. The media thing for them as an obligation. It's part of a bigger process that includes workouts, walkthroughs, practices. They're back now practicing after taking off through Christmas. They came back Christmas night. Now they've been practicing more than just walkthroughs too. They're hitting a little bit. But like for him, they failed spectacularly at their job that day, because it's funny. It is funny when you know what he's about to say, that, oh yeah, that they didn't even punt once. That's what, but he's also correct. That was the worst performance for them this year.
Yeah.
By far. And now you have to go and beat that team. It's only right in a lot of ways. It's poetic in a lot of ways that they have to go through Georgia to keep going, because that was the lowest moment for them. And every 5 a.m., every walkthrough and workout and practice, and William Echols, they got bullied. Are you going to let the bully come in here and stuff you in a locker again? Because they will. There's no secret that Georgia's going to, you know, what Georgia's going to do to you. But are you going to allow yourself to get bullied again? Because they got absolutely bullied. Yeah. And no one likes to get stuffed in the locker. And it's all fun and games. But, dude, like, can you stop them? Because you sure as heck didn't do it in Athens in October.
You know, I thought it was a good question by Neil. And I think he was asking T.J. Dottery. He was like, you guys played much better before Georgia and much better after Georgia. What happened in the Georgia game? And essentially is Georgia's really good. Didn't cover the tight end. Brian Brown talked about that was a blown coverage when the tight end had so many big plays against Ole Miss. Just kind of everything went wrong against that Georgia game. But what we took away, at least what I took away from the game today, or the game, what I took away from the press conference today, is that, I mean, my gosh, man, they're locked in. I mean, Brian Brown included, the defensive coordinator. They understand the task at hand. And what's interesting to me is on the Ole Miss Spirit, which is on the Field of Honor 3, owenspirit.com.
As they're running through the playoffs, 50% off for new annual. Oh, yeah, y'all don't have to lean in.
We got it.
See, the last time we did a post game, he claimed.
I still don't know where my dongle is.
I didn't lose your dongle. I didn't fondle your dongle, okay? I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But he was having a beat, which I loved, and we're going to do a post game after the Sugar Bowl, but also before the Sugar Bowl.
We'll do a preview.
That is confirmed.
2 to 4 at Manning's.
Yes, at Manning's.
And we encourage all of you to come by, 2 to 4
Please.
Game day, and then we'll work on New Year's Eve. Just stay with us on that.
My whole family's coming to New Orleans.
And my daughter and my wife is coming, so we're going to have a big time at Manning's.
Yes, Mary, one of our hardcore, like, she always listens. She always follows Talk of Champions, the drive home, whatever. She's always on. Sent me $30 on Venmo the other day just because she loves. She always talks about how wonderful Gracie is. Now, Mary, you get to meet Gracie, so come on
it's
down.
Gonna be really
cool. At Manning's for
at
least
by the way,
preseason.
All of the coverage is brought to you by all of our sponsors, and you've all heard about them. It starts with Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Heal Counseling, the Hearn Law Firm, Chick-fil-A, and Built Different Fitness. College Corner, Scott's going to be a part of our show. Mm-hmm. Down in
Uve, don't forget Uve.
Yeah.
Blake Jones.
Yeah, Blake Jones and was it Charge? Excuse me, Blake, Uve. Is it Charge Up?
Yes.
Break?
Sure.
Charge Up? It's about credit card. Anyway, you see it on the screen.
Yeah.
So thanks to everybody that helped make all of our coverage.
He's done a lot of work. Brad has.
It has been a lot.
So
communication is so hard in New Orleans. It's about kill me.
He's worked his tail off. Just in to the fact that we got 2-hour block. There at Manning's.
I'm so happy.
Oh, man.
That we've got 2 hours.
Fantastic. So, and then we're going to try to do New Year's Eve, but we don't know. But I'll say this man, you deserve a pat on the back. Merry Christmas.
We're going to have fun.
Somebody in the YouTube comments said, Ben, you asked Brad what the plans are for Christmas, and then you interrupted them and talked all about yourself. So did you have a good Christmas?
We did.
Good.
It's all about family and all about food. And I talked to our good friends at Built Different Fitness. By the way, they're giving you and I a free membership.
Wait, is that for real?
I'm dead serious. And I don't know if it's because we need it or they're just
being
nice.
That's so amazing.
But, yeah, what was your takeaway from the players today?
My main takeaway was, honestly, it was pretty routine, let's be honest. It was really routine for what it was. They asked certain questions. They answered. There was no big takeaway, but I will say this. For each one of them individually, there were some things I took away.
Yeah.
Like, for example – with Brian Brown, let's just start with him. When I brought up Antonio Kite returning, he spoke of how the injury history, how big it was for them for next year and building to 2026. I asked each one of them about 2026, and they all talked about it in some significant way. But then he continued on to William Echols and mentioned his leadership. We all talk about how he's become Walter Nolan. Look at what he's done, though, as far as rallying this team. One of the ones to announce his return, everyone sees his wonderful mother. Always gassing up Ole Miss and this program on social media. What William Echols is doing is trying to become a true leader, which Brian Brown brought up. And you saw that in his answers today, including being pissed off about not getting one single stop, not forcing one single punt.
Not one.
Not one at Georgia. And Wydette Williams, you know, you asked a really good question to Wydette Williams about starting at Delta State and then, ULM, and then ending up here at Ole Miss. In the stage he's now on with the Sugar Bowl, and he talked about, he acknowledged how cool that is for him, how it's a full circle moment for him, how he has a testimony now, which is just some really cool things in that way. Was there one overarching takeaway for me? No, not really. But what really stuck out to me is all of these guys are in their own way good representations of how this program has grown beyond just being tethered to a cult of personality. There are many personalities to it, and all of them have a story and testimonies to tell. And it was really cool to be here today, because honestly, 2 days after Christmas, we all had every reason to just slog up in here and just go through the motions. But it was a great Ole Miss day. It's another day blessed by God, in my opinion, because I was one of those who was like, dadgum, I got to go do this, and this. And you're probably thinking, man, I got to set up and do my shit. And they were just awesome. We all laughed, had some fun. Nobody asked any questions on Zoom. We all kind of made fun of that and had some fun with that as well. It was a really cool day. And it kind of got me more back into football mode. You know what I mean? Because for so long, it's just, even the Tulane game didn't feel like it was just about football.
Yeah, it's all this stuff.
It's everything else, man.
It's not stuff right now.
It's not. It's Ole Miss and Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Look at this shit-eating grin on my face. Yeah. You know, and if Ole Miss wins, I've told you this, and you can vouch for me.
That was where I was going earlier. About
yes.
On the board, you said if Ole Miss wins.
If they win, I said if Ole Miss beats Georgia, I'm picking them to win it all, their team of destiny. They already kind of feel like a team of destiny, but I'm stupid-ass Ben Garrett. People are going to be like, you know, God is good, but also Ginger Shrek. He's big, yappy homer, right? But, like, today was it, with how mundane it should have been and how through the motions it should have been for everybody, it was really fun to hear. Because the old days, and I'm trying not to bring up anybody, but like in the old days, we wouldn't hear from Brian Brown. No. You wouldn't hear from Joe Judge. Like, you would hear from one or two of William Echols. But, I mean, you'd maybe get Wydette Williams in August, in October, and once in December.
It was rather good. And I encourage you to go back and
listen. Yeah, it's just really cool.
We'll play the interview with Wydette Williams on the website at the Ole Miss Spirit. That's OleMissSpirit.com. You sign up for 50% for new members.
Through the playoff. If you're a new member, sign up.
50% off. Yeah, Jake was in there. He's riding right now. Ben will have this video up for
him. No, he's not. He was walking by us earlier.
He may be already at where he's going to start riding. Because
he's
going to
get an iced coffee first. You know, he's going to.
Maybe he's riding while he's drinking his coffee.
Maybe. So he's the optimist of the two.
It's full coverage all throughout the playoff.
I'm the hype man. That
tomorrow, we want to tell you, too, we were getting Pete Golding, but we were texted that that's not going to happen. So we'll get. Will we get Joe Judge?
I guess, probably. We haven't gotten anybody else on the offensive side.
But we'll get a chance to see practice for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what we'll see, but we'll bring all the coverage to you. I'll check on film, and I know I could probably see a whole lot. But getting to see something is going to be good in and of itself.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in the home stretch, an historic season for the Rebels. The NFL is on the road to the Super Bowl. Could all-time Rebel great A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles go back-to-back? Get off the bench and into the game with Underdog, the best place to get in on all the action all season long. Regular Talk of Champions listeners know I've been playing Underdog all year. Jackson Dart keeps delivering for the New York Giants. Think Trinidad Chambliss and Kewon Lacy will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, touchdowns. They've been regular picks for me, and if you get your picks right, you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS for $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Ole Miss fans, For better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend free pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
All right, everyone, let's talk about drinking and driving, a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI because legal fees, time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
At MD Anderson Cancer Center, our goal is to cure cancer, not simply treat the symptoms. We go beyond standard diagnostics and conduct in-depth tests to ensure our patients receive an accurate diagnosis and the right treatment plan from the start. This deeper level of precision gives our patients peace of mind and the best hope to overcome cancer. Because at MD Anderson, we know cancer inside and out. Choose us first at mdanderson.org.
I'll tell you what I'm going to be looking out for, because I asked Wydell Williams. He mentioned some young guys that have really prepared well all year, even though they haven't played. Ladarian Clardy is a good example of that. Keon Young's a good example of that, how they've come ready to practice every single day. I thought that was interesting. So tomorrow I'll be looking for number 31, for number 37, for Dante Core, number 28. You know, I want to see these young guys that Wydell Williams has nothing but praise for, because they're the future. They're after this ends. And it could end next weekend. It could end with a national championship in a couple of weeks, right? We don't know. The beauty is that Ole Miss is still running the race.
Yeah.
And when they had their legs tied for a long time, or somebody doing everything they can to knock them off course on the race, they're now back running the race. And the destination is right in front of them. If they can get through Georgia, who they could not stop, and I could not help but laugh when William Eccles brought it up. I mean, immediately, yeah. Hey, what do you remember about Georgia? We didn't force a punt.
Yeah.
I get it. Now it's personal. It's about the ball. What a celebration it is, and what a fun day. What a fun Ole Miss day at the Manning Center. And
yeah, you know. FanDuel opened up at 7. I'm sorry, it opened up at 6.5. It went to 7. It's back down to 6.5. Hmm. Does that surprise you at all? This game's under a touchdown.
No. It was single digits. In Athens,
yeah.
Even when they didn't give up a single – or didn't get a single stop.
17 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't get a single stop, and they lost by single digits in Athens. This is a good Ole Miss football team.
Yeah.
You could say all you want about everything else, but, like, it's objectively true. Ole Miss, like, Texas A&M was a fraud, they showed you, against Miami. That's 11 meaningless wins. Ole Miss does not have 12 meaningless wins. Ole Miss has 12 wins that were hard-earned, and they were better than the teams that they played, and they deserve to be in the position that they're in. The legitimacy is there. Am I surprised that it's dropped down a little bit? It's sure as hell better because Ole Miss is every bit the team as Georgia, but Georgia still, it's not a good matchup for Ole Miss because what they do well, Ole Miss, that's one of its deficiencies. You know, William Eccles is a baller right there in the middle. He's going to be right up there on that wall of honor, but here's the problem. The guys around him, specifically on the interior, haven't played up to his level, and they're getting taken advantage of, right, by the opposing offense. In Georgia up front, they're going to bully you. That's what they did when they didn't punt one time. They bullied you. They stuffed you in lockers, right? There's not, like, it's going to be a dogfight, pun legit not intended, but, like, it's going to be a fight. Like, they're going to come in there and take body blow after body blow, and Ole Miss hung for the longest. But then, in the fourth quarter, they still were doing what they do, just punching you in the gut and body blow after body blow. And what did Ole Miss do? Well, Trinidad Shambles, no fault to him. He had a great game, only had 11 yards in the fourth quarter. And in the fourth quarter, Ole Miss, they run 17 play drives, or they're just absolutely beating your butt down. It ain't no secret what's going to happen in the Caesar Superdome next week. But can you get that one critical – because, again, if they'd have gotten the fourth down stop
– That was the key.
You're leading
Kirby
by.
Kirby said at the end of the game, we knew.
Yeah.
When we got that first down on fourth down, it was over.
It's over.
And because, Kirby said, too, that's our motto. What we do is we put you in a position to wear your ass down.
Yep.
And that's what they did.
They
wear you down in the fourth quarter. If Ole Miss wins this game in the Superdome, they've got to figure out a way to win the fourth quarter.
Exactly. And because if Ole Miss gets that stop, if they're up by 9, they're going to go ahead by 17 because they hadn't stopped you yet.
Correct.
They hadn't stopped you either. Now, but you just quite literally didn't stop them at all. At all. Like, the resistance wasn't there. So, the script, what the game is the exact same today as it was going into October. The difference is a college football playoff advancement and a chance to continue the race for a national championship, the first for Ole Miss since the 60s, hangs in the balance. Because if you lose, it's over.
How many Ole Miss fans are going to be there?
Oh, man.
30,000?
Well, see, we've gotten some pushback against this, but I've actually heard this. But, like, from the person who would know, if I told you, you'd be like, oh, of course. Like, Ole Miss has outsold Georgia as far as tickets 3-1.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's going to be Ole Miss slanted. Now, others say Georgia – oh, no, Georgia's going to – and I have no doubt. But also, Georgia's been here before. Ole Miss is now acting like it's been here before, and this is the expectation now, but, like, this has been the expectation for Georgia for years, right? This is the program that's won 2 titles since the 2020s. This is the standard bearer for Ole Miss, I mean, for college football.
And Georgia's built for this.
They're built for this.
The Sugar Bowl.
Yes. So, do I feel like we just coming off Christmas, this is just the next step? Georgia fans, they're assuming this, that, like, they're not going to show out the same way. They're going to save it for the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah.
Of course I can see that happening. And if that does happen, Ole Miss is going to absolutely pack it out. And what a celebration it would be if Pete Golding, this team, and William Eccles and Brian Brown, if they can get past the final hurdle that someone else couldn't.
Yeah.
And really, then it's just about the Ole Miss. Not to say it all come crashing down if you lose. It'll just be
– Ole Miss gets a free shot.
Yeah.
New Year's Day.
No, it's not a free shot because if you lose, because if you lose, it's over. So no, it is not a free shot.
You are now a free shot.
No, I think it's not because that would be to claim that Ole Miss is lesser than, to say that Georgia is superior to them, like Lane Kiffin did when he left for LSU before the playoff. He said, "Ole Miss, you're not LSU. You're not good enough." I disagree. I think as far as football teams, they're on the exact same level now.
Okay.
That for this season is all it is. I'm not saying historically. I'm saying these two teams are even, single digits.
Yeah.
Yes, look what happened. Ole Miss didn't get a single stop and still almost beat them
at
their place. Now it's a neutral site where I think it'll be 3-1 Ole Miss fans. Forgive me if I say that these two teams are equal. It is not a free shot. If you don't win, you failed. However, if you win because of the lack of historical context, especially when put up against Georgia, oh my gosh, we can all celebrate that because it will be a monumental thing. And at that point, all this Team of Destiny stuff I've talked for weeks, I will believe with my full confidence that that's what they are, knowing then that they go to the Fiesta Bowl and just get their ass beat by Ohio State.
I'm kind of leaning, you win this game.
Me too.
I think they could be a Team of Destiny. He's been Garrett. I'm Brad Logan. Couldn't do what we do without all of our sponsors at the drive home. We're so excited be able to bring you the pregame show from 2 to 4 at Manning's, and that is New Year's Day. Now, New Year's Eve, we're working on it. I'll be doing a show from 4 to 6.
Sorry. He is doing a show with Jason Crowder from 4 to 6. Where are you doing it from?
WFCA. We're not sure about all that, but I've got to do it somewhere.
But if we don't get to do one, that's okay. I was most excited that on game day.
We're going
to
be
Y'all to come with us because, 2 hours and give us plenty of time to get to the press box. But, let's make a day of it. They're in New Orleans. Let's make a day of it, and we'll be there at Manning's for sure. And if we don't get one for New Year's Eve, so be it.
Yeah.
But
just stay tuned in to the Ole Miss Spirit. Ben's got sponsors that have helped him along the way all year. For me, it's been Tyler White and T. White's Custom Tees. Yep. Thank you, Tyler, for everything that you've done. And, Ben, I know you've got a couple folks.
Riverland Roofing, my guy, Billy Landis, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. B&A Bank, my hometown bank, branches in Tupelo and New Albany. I love them. Whit and Carolyn and Bob, I love you to death. Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, my guy, Andy Ludicky of MyPerfectFranchise.net. It's been really fun this year as we close down 2025. Brad and I have been around each other a long time, but we finally just started doing something together because we were sitting in the press box, and I was like, I need a content item, and a lot of things were going on. And Brad, he's the hardest worker I know.
I've been wanting to do a post-game show.
And he's the hardest worker I know.
And it just kind of blew up.
And more than that, he's a good dude. He's a good person.
Yeah.
And I said to him down the press box, hey, Brad, you want to do a post-game show? He went, yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're just here doing what we're doing, rattling off 800 sponsors, but because people have responded, we're thankful for it. And I'm thankful to this man right here as 2025 ends because this is fun as hell.
We'll see you all in New Orleans. We may come to you
again
on the podcast. By the way,
we will
have the CEO of the Sugar Bowl on Monday, Jeff Holtze.
Do not ask me. That is you. You're the buttoned-up tie Holtze. Guy. You remember
I
names.
Think that's it. Anyway, he'll be on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast on Monday. And we'll turn that into a
content. That's a good. That is a really good interview. That's the CEO of the Sugar Bowl on a Monday.
Yeah. We're efforting Keith Harder. We're efforting folks in university, but they are slammed right now. So we'll get all that information to you. That's, of course, at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. Sign up today for 50%. Could do what we do without all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For Ben Garrett, I'm Brad Logan. We'll talk to you soon right here on the drive home.
Stiff.
Talk of champions. The Ole Miss Spirit.
It doesn't move.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.